Here's your morning brief for Monday, June 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock futures rose following the Dow Jones Industrial's worst week since October, which was driven in part by concerns about monetary policy. In Asia, markets ended mostly lower, and European shares fell in early trading. American Airlines says it is cutting about 950 flights to help alleviate potential strains on its operations in coming weeks as the carrier faces surging demand. American says the cuts will provide additional resilience and certainty to its operations and amount to about 1% of planned flying in the first half of July. In Alabama, at least 10 people were killed as Tropical Depression Claudette tore through the southeast. The system spawned tornadoes and triggered flash floods as it headed toward the Atlantic coast. Forecasters say severe weather is expected to continue until at least Tuesday. Tokyo Olympic organizers said the games will allow up to 10,000 Japanese spectators at each event. This comes despite advice from some doctors that the Olympics, which are set to begin July 23rd, would be safer without crowds because of the pandemic. And today, Amazon kicks off its annual Prime Day online sales event a month earlier than usual and only 8 months after last year's event, which was delayed by the pandemic. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.